Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As a general rule, death is something that games teach you to avoid at all costs. No one likes having hours of progress flushed down the toilet, and no one likes watching characters they care about get murdered before their eyes. Some games, however, push this even further by having special cutscenes dedicated to putting the protagonist through the most horrific situations imaginable. Hours of animating art and scripting work, all with a single purpose: to let you know that you just messed up really, really bad. While some of these deaths or otherwise traumatizing moments are unavoidable, others are specifically tailored scenes based on whatever painful way your hero just kicked the bucket. While a simple game over screen might not leave much of a lasting impression, sometimes games are intent on utterly traumatizing you. I'm Jess for What Culture, and here's 10 of the most brutal video game cutscenes that still haunt you to this day. Number 10, Lara getting skewered, Tomb Raider 2013. 2013's Tomb Raider reboot was a triumphant return to a series that had become increasingly risk-averse in previous years, and serves as an origin story for a more fleshed-out human Lara Croft. Among other additions, it featured gripping Uncharted-style set pieces, a semi-open world, and what was, at the time, one of the most satisfying bows in gaming. The game also took a bloodthirsty glee in how many creative and cruel ways it could murder its heroine. Not content to ever let the player relax for more than a few brief moments, many action-heavy cutscenes also featured QTEs the player would need to succeed in if they wanted to avoid Lara getting mulched into hamburger meat. Pickaxe through the chest, there's a scene for that. Getting crushed by a giant boulder, there's a scene for that. Lara getting her face chewed off by hungry wolves, you better believe there's a scene for that. As brutal as these scenes all were, none quite match the nonchalant callousness the game shows when it casually decides to skewer Lara through the throat with a sharpened stick because you didn't slide down a hill quite the way it wanted you to. Ugh. Number 9, a bloater borrowing Joel's face, The Last of Us. As every true fan of The Last of Us knows, Joel canonically survived the events of the horror masterpiece and then would go on to live forever. This didn't stop the 2013 game, including a lot of hypothetical death scenes for the nicest man in gaming. And perhaps none were quite as disturbing as watching Joel get his face torn off by a bloater in the basketball court of an abandoned school. Up until this point in the game, you've only had to deal with a couple of different types of mushroom zombies, both of which go down fairly easily. It's a big shock then when you finally face off against the chunky, gas-hurling bloater, who'll likely take every last shell in your inventory before it finally goes down. Oh, and if this wasn't enough, the thing will also kill Joel instantly if you let him get too close to it. Death may seem fairly mundane in The Last of Us's post-apocalyptic world, but there's nothing standard about the way the bloater tears Joel's face apart like an unwanted piece of junk mail. Number 8, Emily's optician's appointment, Until Dawn. Supermassive's 2015 interactive horror film Until Dawn is still an excellent spook fest in 2020, and one of its best features is how it knowingly utilizes the sorts of tropes that make lesser games fall flat. Until Dawn knows a simple truth, namely that most horror protagonists are unlikable idiots. You'll have as much fun letting Until Dawn's cast die as saving them, and perhaps none are more unlikable than abrasive mean girl Emily. There are several ways Emily can meet her end. You can even have one of the other characters shoot her if you're having a particularly bad day. But none are as brutal as watching the ghoulish Wendigo perform impromptu eye surgery on her, a la Blade Runner. The difference is that Rutger Hauer didn't have a set of 3-inch claws. Ouch.
Number 7. X gon' give it to you. Resident Evil 2 Remake.
By the time we find reporter Ben Bertolucci locked up in a cell next to Raccoon PD's parking garage, there's a good chance we've got no real idea what the hulking, relentless Mr. X is actually capable of.
We've seen him casually move a crashed helicopter out of his path, sure. But if we've been playing well, there's no chance we've actually let the buffest man to ever wear a fedora anywhere near us. Then we meet poor Ben, who's locked himself up to stay safe from Raccoon City's terrors. It works, too. At least until Mr. X breaks through the wall behind him, grabs his head, and pops it like a grape. This alone would be terrifying enough, but the game's camera doesn't miss the opportunity to linger on the reporter, formerly known as Ben's freshly popped eyeball, dangling out of the remains of his skull. Tasty. Number 6. Mind Parasite, Make Yourself at Home, Baldur's Gate 3. When most people picture Dungeons & Dragons, glorious tales of adventure spring to mind. Warm, welcoming taverns overflowing with delicious ale, brave heroes facing off against noble, terrifying dragons, solving fiendish riddles to gain entrance to ancient ruins. Larian Studios, however, have decided that Dungeons & Dragons is all about a bloated purple worm with approximately 40 billion teeth burrowing its way through the gap between your eyeball and your brain, and making itself as snug as a bug in the deep recesses of your skull. What's worse, you get a front row first-person seat to watch this thing saunter on down to the back of the bus. In this metaphor, the bus is your head. Baldur's Gate 3 isn't going to let you forget you've got a disgusting parasitical stowaway nesting in your cerebellum anytime soon, either. Barely a conversation goes by where the ticket-dodging worm doesn't make itself known, whether by randomly granting you freaky psychic powers or just causing you tremendous catastrophic migraines. We hope you brought some ibuprofen. Number 5. Playing with Scissors, Outlast. Outlast Mount Massive Asylum is a chaotic place, so it's a reassuring comfort to know that you can at least turn to its consummately professional medical staff in case of an emergency. One such professional is self-styled surgeon Rick Traeger, who's courageous enough to give player character Miles a relaxing break in a wheelchair before giving him a free checkup. What a gent. After offering to take Rick outside to enjoy the fresh mountain air, Traeger wheels the journalist into his surgery room, where he gives a delightful lecture on economics, and then offers to remove Rick's troublesome fingers with a pair of bone scissors. Again, a true gentleman. A fantastically creepy voice performance from actor Alex Ivanovici, coupled with the protagonist's rapid breathing and screams of anguish, make this a nightmarishly memorable cutscene. Number 4. All My Friends Are Dead, Mass Effect 2. Okay, so this one is far less gory than some of the others, but that doesn't make it any less emotionally traumatizing. The Mass Effect series is well loved for having some of the best character writing in any RPG series. Mass Effect 2 uses that writing to get you completely invested in its cast, then should you make a few bad choices, actually a lot of bad choices, ripping them away from you and leaving you alone in the cold emptiness of space. The second Mass Effect game is often viewed as the series' Empire Strikes Back for its grittier, belly of the beast tone, and nothing is more emblematic of this than the infamous suicide mission that acts as its finale. To the game's credit, it does go out of its way to repeatedly remind you that you should probably do some preparation for the practically impossible mission. Should you choose to ignore this advice, however, you can look forward to a heartbreaking hour of watching everyone you care about die horribly. Number 3. The Goggles Do Nothing, Clock Tower 3. Sometimes it's not enough for a brutal cutscene to shock you, gross you out, or otherwise make you want to boil your eyes. Sometimes a cutscene has that special something that makes it genuinely disturbing. Cult horror classic Clock Tower 3 has one such scene. The game follows protagonist Alyssa and separates itself from other survival horror titles by only really having one enemy to deal with at a time, albeit one that pursues you relentlessly throughout. Each chapter introduces a new foe alongside a backstory for them. The second terror she meets is Kuroda, a serial killer who murders his victims with acid. Kuroda alone isn't all that terrifying, but the game introduces his backstory in a cutscene that's equal parts heartbreaking and disturbing. Alyssa experiences a ghostly flashback where the Kuroda invades the home of an elderly woman and her son, gleefully shrieking as he traps them both in a vat of acid. Words really can't do it justice, which is probably for the best. Number 2. Strogification, Quake 4. You can't make a horrifically malformed cybernetic demon without buzzsawing off a few limbs, as the old saying goes. No game knows this better than FPS Quake 4, which buys you a front row seat to the entire process of turning a human into one of those monstrosities. We hope you weren't all that attached to your legs, although you won't be needing them where you're going. Quake 4's infamous strogification scene straps you into the world's worst theme park ride for one of gaming's most uncomfortable first-person cutscenes. What makes the whole thing worse is that there's someone right in front of you having the exact same thing happen to them. So you get to see every agonizing detail play out before it's your turn in the spotlight. But hey, at least you got some nice new robot legs, painfully welded onto the bloody stumps of where your own legs used to be, but still. Number 1, Happy Families, Outlast Whistleblower. Another entry from the Outlast series, sure, but no other game really does traumatizing cutscenes quite like it. Plus, this one's in keeping with the buzzsaw theme from Quake 4. Strap in, this one's a doozy. Outlast Whistleblower is home to hopeless romantic Eddie Gluskin, a homicidal maniac intent on finding the perfect bride. Unfortunately, it's slim pickings in Mount Massive, so Eddie is forced to rely on less conventional methods. I won't detail those methods here, but protagonist Waylon Park gets to experience them up close from inside a locker before Gluskin ties Park down for his own romantic evening. 2 years before Kojima did it, Outlast Whistleblower managed to leave players with enough phantom pain to last a lifetime.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.